The no-fly zone is getting younger and growing in numbers.
No-fly zone!
Members from the vaunted Denver Broncos secondary spent the weekend hosting the first ever no-fly zone camp at Regis Jesuit High School.
That's what I like to see, man. You working, baby. You working, baby.
Aqib Talib, TJ Ward, and Darian Stewart were all on hand Saturday to put kids of all ages through drills to help sharpen their defensive abilities.
It's a skills camp for the kids. Just, you know, give them an opportunity to learn to not only pros, but all pros and pro bowlers, Super Bowl champions, and being our presence and us being their presence.
Not everybody's gonna go to college and play football, but while you in high school, man, you gotta seize the moment. You gotta enjoy it.
It's big, man. It's big for the community. It's you know, it's not every day you get to work with four pro bowlers. You know, Chris will be here tomorrow, man, but we're happy to be here. And we're glad that it was able to work out.
Get the drill down and then get it. There you go. Just get the drill down and then get the speed. Good job, man.
I hope it's a Denver legend in here somewhere. He'll get drafted number one overall and say, no fly zone camp made his dream come true. You know, I never went to a camp that had like Deion Sanders and Darren Woodson, George Teague and Larry Brown, or Kevin Smith. All them was like never at a camp, you know. So it was something I never had a chance to do. So, man, we're trying to get the kids experience that we never had.
The no-fly zone camp runs Saturday through Sunday this weekend before the Broncos defensive backs get back to work on Monday. However, if the Broncos secondary leads the league in pass defense again this year, you can bet this camp will become an annual tradition for years to come. At Regis Jesuit High School, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.
Let's get a real loud work on three.
One, two, three, work!